Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
11 minutes it is, past 5 o'clock. Let's turn to water, shall we? In 1994, about 14 million people in South Africa did not have basic water supply services. And we've seen much progress since then. And despite the initial progress from 1996, the country's water situation has sadly deteriorated. Joining me now is the Associate Professor Anya du Plessis, a research specialist in integrated water resource management at UNISA. Anya, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the invite.
You attribute the deplorable, really, 64% access of people to water resources and reliable and safe water supply services, rather, to a lack of maintenance of infrastructure and delays in renewal of old infrastructure. Explain a bit more.
Well, basically, at this point in time, most of South Africa's water infrastructure, while the well-based water infrastructure, is more than three decades old. And one of the issues is now is that we're having a time period now where everything needs to be maintained because of the age of the infrastructure. It's almost the same situation that Eskom is sitting with now. However, there's not a lot of media attention related to water infrastructure problems. Us as citizens drive through the avenues, the neighborhoods, and we see the sewage piling out. That's evidence, daily evidence, of water infrastructure failing.
And I suppose we have this unfortunate scenario where it is primarily the preserve of the municipalities, right, to maintain such water infrastructure. We pay attention to it.
Unfortunately, it is. And a recent study has also shown that most of South Africa's municipalities don't have the capacity or the skills or whatever else you want to call it to properly manage our water resources. And that is a major concern which needs to be looked at.
We saw Cape Town counting down to day zero in 2018. Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape in Nelson Mandela Bay is counting down to day zero as we speak. And if nothing else, those two cities have, I mean, Beaufort West went through a similar challenge. Makanda in the Eastern Cape went through a similar challenge in the last 4 or 5 years. We are wholly reliant on rainfall that is falling onto the dam catchment areas for us to get access to water. And it is sporadic. It's climate change, all manners of things, which means it's down to maintenance of infrastructure. But more importantly, how much water we use that needs to be managed, doesn't it?
Yeah, our consumption obviously also does play a role. But we also need to remember it's not just the availability of water that we need to look at. We also need to look at the quality of water. So our dams can be full. However, if it is not of a suitable quality, you will still experience water stress. So if water is not of a suitable quality and you're not able to drink it, or farmers aren't able to use it for irrigation, that is a big problem, because that at the end of the day decreases the amount of water that we can actually use. And our country is already a water-scarce country. Most citizens, on average, use more than the average global average of water use per day. In terms of what's happening with Day Zero in Port Elizabeth, that's very concerning in terms of the water use there. They have implemented water restrictions. However, these have not been enforced. So the daily water use is still way too high. And it has to decrease. I think recent statistics show by fourfold that it needs to decrease by. So they are in a crisis at this point in time. However, the behavior doesn't match the crisis.
The focus you suggest we need to have on the current skills deficit, who should be leading that charge? Should it be national government?
Look, at this point in time, I think it's the national government's mandate to do this now. And we've seen that over the past couple of decades, the Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation, they have been struggling. There has been various problems in terms of water projects not being completed, like Giani in Limpopo, questionable decisions being made in the Vol. So in my opinion, I would say that it's government, but if we live in a perfect world, it would actually be an objective agency or a privatized agency that can, first of all, audit our departments and as well as our water resources, so that we know exactly what we're sitting with, so that we can then make informed decisions now. To give it over to municipalities, as I said before, I don't think that's an option because most of them are not functioning properly. Then you have the other side where do we want to place our trust in the government with the trend over the past 2 years or two decades, sorry, showing a decrease in infrastructure as well as water quality. So it's a very difficult question, and it's a very interesting thing to think about, to say that who is going to manage this. I know the minister has proposed a national agency which will then monitor and evaluate municipalities and then implement a national water security framework. However, that's now been ongoing since 2008. It started in 2008. It was removed, I think, in middle, like 2015. But now it's on the table again now with a new minister. But for this to work, this will only be implemented in 2023 if all goes well and Cabinet approves it. But they are indicating that they would then appoint a CEO May 2023. And in my opinion, I think it will be a bit too late for Port Elizabeth and Nelson Mandela Bay that are experiencing, you know, such water stress and water scarcity that I think we need actions that we try to impose now. We can't wait until May 2023.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Anya, and thank you for writing the paper. Anya du Plessis is an associate professor and a research specialist in integrated water resource management at the University of South Africa.